the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, gracious God. For you are our strength and our salvation. Amen. To nobody people from nowhere places. Or you could say, from nobody people to nowhere places. It's all wrapped in today. It's nobody people and nowhere places. We've got John, crazy John the Baptist, yelling and screaming about repentance out in the wasteland desert. Nobody place, really a nobody person. And then we've even got this reading today from the book of Baruch. How many of you have ever heard of Baruch? Talk about nobody people. Baruch is an intertestamental book of the Apocrypha, and it was actually offered in our ELCA planning resources as the alternative first lesson for today. So as we were talking in worship planning team, so let's do it. I never see Baruch pop up. Let's do it. Let's look at it. Well, I'm the one preaching today. Ask your church-going friends, by the way, in other places, if they read Baruch in worship today. I never have. I've never preached about it. But Baruch, I've learned, is from the school of Jeremiah, after the Babylonian exile. This stuff was written, you have to understand, when the children of Israel had absolutely nothing, stripped from their land, taken away. I was thinking about this because we're talking a lot this fall season about Exodus, and that was a conscious choice of the children of Israel to move down to Egypt when times were good. They made that move, but the exile, they're just taken away to Babylon. No choice in the matter. They're just stripped away, and then they live there. They've got nothing after they're released. Well, where are they supposed to go now? Nobody people. In nowhere places, at rock bottom, wit's end, thin rope, the very edge of life and death, and still Baruch cries out, like John the Baptist cries out. Baruch cries out about justice and hope and the coming presence of God, a nobody person proclaiming the turning of things. Friends, we are teeing up the gospel today. Teeing up. You know what teeing up means, right? You put the little ball on the tee and we're even taking a couple early shots here in Advent. We're getting loose. We're warming up here on the second Sunday of Advent for driving home the point that it is in the deep, deep darkness that joy comes into the world. Heard a great line this week from a podcast that I love. Grace doesn't go to the deep darkness to die. Grace goes to the deepest darkness to be reborn. That's the coming Christ that we celebrate this Advent season. The gospel that's about to be driven out to the whole world. I mean, to kings and the world's elite. Comes from a tiny little nowhere place, deep in the darkness, thanks be to God. And it's first for nobody people, exiled people, shepherd type people, nomads, nobodies, from nowheres. When we are at our worst, our lowest, our lostest, that's precisely where God is working and moving and growing and with us. When we've got nothing. Grace. That's why Christians decided to celebrate this during the darkest days of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. We don't know if Jesus was born in December, but we know December is dark and cold. A lot of people are at their worst, lowest, and lostest these days. And here comes Baruch. Did you catch his powerful words? Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, he writes. Oh, Jerusalem, take off the garment of your sorrow and your affliction and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills, the hills that were never that never moved, the everlasting hills be made low. The high mountains and the everlasting hills be made low, and that the valleys filled up to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. Baruch goes on that the woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory, with mercy and righteousness that come from him. That's Baruch 5. Given thanks for small things, you see, trees and shelter, which are not small at all. Some of you know that I'm a big fan of fellow Lutheran and travel guru Rick Steves. You know, from PBS, he does Travel with Rick Steves. And did you know, by the way, his girlfriend is actually the ELCA bishop in Seattle? So, I mean, if I didn't like him before, I mean, oh, this is so cool. Anyway, he just went back to Europe last month for the first time since the pandemic. And I love watching him online, following him, watching the shows when they come out. But I mean, he's doing current stuff, and it's a way of kind of traveling with him vicariously. And I noticed in some of his most recent entries and episodes, I've noticed that one of his constant comments as he pans his iPhone camera, I mean, the technology is simplified in a lot of ways, and he's got these blog entries and stuff. And I've noticed he pans his iPhone camera over the city streets of Rome, for example, or a mountain cafe in the high Alps of Switzerland. And he's just like kind of holds out his camera. Sometimes he flips the screen so he's in the shot too. And he says, look at this. People just living life, enjoying. It sounds a little pretentious on one hand, right? I mean, I'd be feeling good too if I was on a ski slope in France. But if you listen closer, if you keep watching, what he's talking about and what he's celebrating most is feeling the earth under his feet as he hikes. It's tasting the good bread that he picks up in the grocery store. It's being grateful to the merchant, the local merchant that just sold him this delicious cheese or strawberries. It's listening to the music of children on the sidewalks, or the silence of an old, old chapel, or walking and talking with a friend, clinking a glass with a stranger. And it occurs to me, as I watch that, kind of start out longing to be there, but it occurs to me you don't have to go to Europe to find any of that. We get that here any day, every day. Thankful in small things which aren't small at all. That's our lesson from Philippians, by the way. Giving thanks. Combine that with the prophet's call to repentance and justice that we have before us today. They're all wrapped together to tee off the gospel. Mountains are brought down. The Swiss Alps are brought down to Burke Lake. The sidewalks in front of your townhouse. The pavilion here at Bethlehem Lutheran. And even and especially in our seasons of sorrow and pain, all those garments of affliction, as Baruch calls them, garments of affliction weighing us and our world down, the nobody prophet from the nowhere place cries out still, freedom is coming. Lift up your heads. Live with hope. Little Bethlehem, do not be afraid. Repent. Live differently. Put on instead the garment of justice and peace. Embrace the small things. Embrace the nobody people from nobody places. Reflect this God of justice who meets us at our absolute worst, takes hold of us, embraces, forgives, accompanies, and raises us up. Reflect that God. For that God will lead Israel with joy, with mercy and righteousness. Freedom is coming. This is the peace that we're talking about in Advent. This is the peace that we offer to one another every Sunday, that we need to offer ourselves every day. This is God with us, both comforting and challenging. It's all wrapped up together. It's both mountains being brought down and valleys being filled in so that all may walk safe. But in all of it, in all of this Advent peace, this first green, this nobody voice from nowhere, in all of it, it is love divine, excelling all other loves. The call of the prophets this second week of Advent is directed at you. What needs to go in your life? What needs to change? What needs to be cleaned out, cleared out, released? What needs to be repented? This is that season. It's early. It's still early. Make way. We're just warming up. The gospel's just getting started. Deep in the darkness, God finds you there. Peace. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.